Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're getting a brand new Siman Tov Reish Lamed, which deals with the halachos of the walls of a sukkah. Previous Siman dealt with the schach, and now we deal with the walls. There are differences, of course, between the schach and the walls in terms of what they're made of, and that's what the Mechaber starts with right away. And he tells us, Sif Aleph, Kol HaDvarim Kishem LeDefanos. Any material is good for the Defanos. We had a whole discussion about what is good for schach. Here he tells us, any material technically is good for the Defanos, for the walls of the Sukkah. And the Ramah adds, from the Tur, Vein Tzarich L'Hamidom Derech G'dilosan. You don't have to have them in the way that they're growing. In other words, if something is taken and it grows in the ground in a position where it's the bottom is what we would now put at the top of the wall, that's acceptable. It doesn't have to be in the bottom being at the bottom of the wall and the top being at the top of the wall, but something that grows from the ground, it doesn't have to be placed in Derech G'dilosan. The Mishnah Berurah will tell us what the Chiddush is over here from the Ramah. So let's start off first with the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph. He tells us that when it says that all the walls are kosher, any type of wall is kosher, Dimashmos HaKosov, because the Pasuk essentially is telling us the Hasukos Tasu, that the Schach, which is the Sukkah, has to be Tasu Be'os Becho Migornecho Mikvecha, which means that only the Schach has to be with the criteria that we learned in the previous Siman. Dilemedim, he said, the Yasa Sukkah Mipsolus Gorim Yekiv. But it's only the schach that has to have these properties of, it can't be something that can accept tumma, and it must be something that grew from the ground. So it's called a schach davka. It's only going on the schach. And the defanos lo ikri sukkah, because the walls themselves don't have the status of sukkah. The Sharatzion Os Aleph, the Chofetz Chaim adds, and he says, v'ho de darshina basukos l'tfanos, which seems that we do use the word sukkah that teaches about the defanos. He says, no, that's from the extra wording, hainu miyatura, vein psukim acherim, and those are other psukim. For example, it's basukos teshu shivasyamim, kol azrach miso yeshu basukos, ki basukos hoshati, etc. However, avo the kra, the pasuk that deals with b'os b'cha, there's no extra there. And the simple understanding that it's only going on the schach. And he brings down the name of the Taz. So that's the critical difference between the walls and the sukkah. That is very important, Chofetz Chaim here in the Bir Halacha, where he tells us that the Bach holds differently, albeit we don't paskin automatically like this Bach. And look at the top Bir Halacha called Vorm Shem Lefanos. So he brings down that the Bach writes that a Bali Nefesh, a serious person in his Judaism, a person who really wants to do what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, so he should be concerned that which the Darki Moshe, which is the Ramah, he brings down in the name of the Agos Hashri, in the name of the Or Zeruah, who is Machmir, to say that the walls should be from kosher material, because technically they could be posul midaraisa if they are not from material that could be used for schach. However, he brings up the Yerabah and the Birki Yosef, the less man the choshla, that people don't follow this opinion, and he brings raya's why it shouldn't be so. But he also then brings down from the Vilna Gaon, from the Bir HaGra, he says there's a different reason why a Baal Nefesh should be concerned, at least l'chatchila, that the walls of the sukkah should be things that are kosher as schach, ideally. Shalol asos defanos midovash apostol as schach. And then to put the schach on top of these posula walls that wouldn't be good for schach. And the reasoning is that we learned in Siman Tov Reish Chav Tes, the lechatchila, yesh lochush ledasa poskim, you should be concerned with the poskim, the Rashba, the Ran, in his understanding of the Rif, that you're not allowed to put the schach on top of something. A dover hamaymid the schach can't be posula schach. And therefore, if you have walls and the schach is right on top of the walls, so then this would be going against that concern. And the reason why you can't be mamid the schach on something that's possible schach, because you may then come to use it as schach, shema yovo l'schach ipahem, unless it's from the type of material that you never would think of doing so, or something that's only possible the rabbanon, he says. In that situation, maybe this gezeira doesn't apply, albeit in Dishah foot number 4, he brings down that the Mishnah Berurah says it may even apply in that situation. However, he says, if you go and put something underneath it so that the schach is not directly relying or leaning or being supported by the walls, it's only indirectly, it's a maimid on a maimid, so then you don't have to be concerned, then it's perfectly good. The walls could be, for example, metal walls. Then you put wood on top of the metal walls, and then you put the schach on top of the wood, so then that's what many people do, and that would be perfectly acceptable. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis. Why did the Ramah say that it doesn't have to be Derech G'dilosan? So he says, Hainu, lo medaminon in your name, lulav. This is different than lulav. When you're holding a lulav, you must hold it in the way it grows, or else you're not Yotzei. That's why everybody holds the esrog upside down with the pitim facing down until you make the bracha, and then you turn it over, and now you yotze, because until then you're not yotze the mitzvah. The boyinu shia likichaso derech gdiloso davko, because by lulav and esrog, it has to be held in the way that it grows. As we'll learn, it's Hashem, kilikam, and simon tof reish nalas of base. But the walls, this doesn't apply. Then the Mechaber continues, and he says, vafilu chamosa meruba mitziloso, even as a result of the walls allowing the sunlight in, so you have much more sun now in the sukkah than you have shade. Machmas said the funnest because the walls. Let's see, have walls made out of clear plastic, made out of a glass. So there's plenty of sunlight coming in, but nevertheless ksheira, because the only time it's a problem is if the schach is chamosa meruba mitzilosa. But if as a result of walls, you have more sunlight coming in, that is zero problem. That's not a problem at all. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot and Gimel, Hainu, Shiu Perotzos Gedolos, but the photos, there could be huge breaches in the walls, Shayidezeh, Chamosa, Merub, Misilasa, and the sun comes in, Mikomakom Shere, that's perfectly kosher still. The cause Elo Kaptinon El B'sach, the only time we have a concern that it can't be Chamosa, Merub, Misilasa, is only on the Srach. Now the Ramah adds, he says, Hagoh, Mikomakom, nevertheless, Lo yasa advanos, one should not make the walls midover shirecho ra. Something has a foul smell to it. The walls shouldn't be made out of foul smelling material. It brings down the Iran. Or alternatively, don't make it odover shimisyadesh tok shiva. The walls will dry up within 7 day period of time of sukkahs, and they won't really be in existence for the full 7 days. Lo yibishir mechitza, and therefore the Ramah says on his own, das atzmo, that it wouldn't be a kosher wall then. That's the problem. It's not that it's kosher material. It's not a kosher wall, because the wall won't last. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalet, the Chayshinan, if the walls are very foul-smelling, we're concerned, shema machma zeh, because of the foul odor, yeitzim in a sukkah, you won't be able to tolerate being in the sukkah. However, bidyeved, shaper domi, that is acceptable, bidyeved, af b'schach, because as we pointed out, even if the schach is foul-smelling, unless you actually leave, it is acceptable, bidyeved, as we learned, k'mosha kozah in simen tof reish chav tes, siv yudalet, in the previous simen. Unless, in loshu reach ra, it's so foul-smelling, shein odom sovalto, that no normal person could withstand that. So then, in that situation, it's possible, it's efshu the possible Torah, it's not good even on a daraisa level, because the boin on teshu came to duru. He brings out for the prima godim, it has to be livable in like your house, and nobody would live in that as a house, so therefore it's not considered a kosher sukkah. Furthermore, the Mishnah writes, Od kosav, osan sha'osim sukkah etzal beis hakiseh, for those that make their sukkah next to a bathroom, next to an outhouse, the ashbo or garbage dump, b'mnei shamokum tzorlem, because they don't have a lot of room, it's very tight, narrow space, v'reach ra magyalim, and the foul smell from the garbage dump or from the bathroom reaches them, so then min ha-Torah yotzei dechavah, so while technically it may be mutim midaraisa, however, avalo yivaruch b'chas mazushum, but you're not allowed to make brachos in such a foul-smelling area. And this we learned previously, Kedel and Simon Ayin Tes, Sif Beis, and Ayin Shom B'deya Rishona, Shepasu Kach Kein Hoachronim, that we don't make brachas in a foul-smelling area. However, V'myesh L'mokom Acher, if you have an alternative to putting the sukkah over here, certainly B'vadai Lo Yasasham, you shouldn't put it in the foul-smelling area near the bath house, the outhouse, or the foul-smelling garbage dump. However, if the smell doesn't reach you, but you can just see the walls of the outhouse, that still is a problem also. Gamkit also, though we'll discuss this more in Dershah number 3. And he says, look as well, Ayin Lekamen and Simon Tof Reish Lam and Zayin, where we'll learn more of these halachos in the Bir Halacha there. So, Dira Maslo V'chein Bekarka Shisha Rabim. And we'll wait Mitzvah Shem until we get there. Now, there are a couple of Dershah footnotes here that are important. So in Dershah number 1, he brings down, what about making a bracha rishona outside the sukkah, without eating, outside the sukkah, and then going into the sukkah? The sukkah has the foul smell. Make the bracha in a place where there is no foul smell. Shouldn't that be good? So he brings down that we learned in Simon Pei Dalet that that's not good. You can't go from one room and make the bracha in one room and then go into another room. Also, lasos ken, you're not allowed to do this. He says, ach, im ev shall be ofenache, but here if you have zero other choice, no other options, for example, kigon sheyesh tinuf b'mokom achila, the place we're eating is unfortunately messed up in some way. There's the foul smell or other things there that don't allow you to make a brach over there. So then we learn in the Sharet Zion, in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, that then it would be permissible if you have no choice. He also brings down as well, the only place where you're allowed to make a bracha in one room and then go to another room, that's only a kula in the same house, but not from one house to another house. You can't make a bracha in your house and then go eat in your friend's house. And he says, therefore, that ramification will be here as well. If the sukkah is in your house and it has like a retractable roof, so then it's not a problem to make a bracha in one room and then eat in another room. That might be acceptable at least on a bidyevid level. But if you're going from one house to another house, if you consider the sukkah a separate house than your house, so then that would be a problem in and of itself. Then he adds, v'dover shebit tivo rechel rak, you go in itron, something that is, by definition, a foul-smelling object. Like itron, which is usually translated like something like tar, pitch. These are foul-smelling items intrinsically. So in this situation, this Dirshu footnote tells us that we learned previously, Shemutah Levarach B'Mekomo, that is not a reason not to make it, because the only time you're not allowed to make a bracha in a foul-smelling, in the presence of a foul-smelling item, is if it has spoiled, Shenisrach Machmas Ifush, it's spoiled in some way, it decayed in some way, but not if that's its natural nature. And therefore, Ulagabi Dover Shereich Ram Od, if something is really, really foul-smelling intrinsically, so the Shaar Tzion in Simon Reish Chav Zayin taught us, Sha'osavidiri Torah B'Mekomo, that in situation you can't make it in its place, but if it's not so foul smelling, you could. Ulam, he says, le'inyan le'choshev teshu came to duru. In regards to, is this considered that you're living in your house like you would, you're living in the sukkah like you would live in your house? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, shekol sheyesh besukkah reyach she'ein odom sovel. If a person would not be able to tolerate this type of a smell, any yotzei min haTorah, then by definition you're not yotzei on a deraisa level. Mishum shebaofen zeh einu nechshav teshu kein kedurah, because nobody would live in such a house all the time, and he doesn't make a distinction between the source of the foul smell, whether it's intrinsically foul smelling or it's spoiled. Dishavut number two brings down legabe kiyum shar mitzos b'mokum metunaf. Are you allowed to do other mitzos in this foul smelling place? So the bir halacha in simen tofu Kuf Peches tells us, She'en l'kaimun shom, you shouldn't do mitzvahs there. Mishum sha'kavon or lotzei sidei ha-mitzvah nechsheves k'divrei Torah. Because thinking about being yotzei the mitzvah is a problem. You're not allowed to be maharer in that place. And therefore, it's also been mokum metunav. And he adds, She'af shekiyum mitzvah below ma'isa mutu b'mokum metunav. You can be yotzei something that doesn't require an action in a place that's metunav. For example, you can walk with your talis on past this foul-smelling area. Nevertheless, kiyum mitzvah b'pol, to physically, actively do something, for example, like tkiyah shofar, that's also in a mokum metunav, because that's nechsheves kiavoda. It's as if you're doing something. Vein lasos avodas Hashem b'derech bizoyan. Here, we're actually talking about doing something. You can't do that in a derech bizoyan. Finally, Dishavu number three brings down from Simon Peit Gimel, shein lasos sukkah keneged mechitos besakisa. You shouldn't make a sukkah next to a bathroom, an outhouse. Mimeshi historically zar shalola daver divrei kedusha v'divrei Torah connected, because then you have a problem. You're not allowed to learn Torah, say over the word b'shem kedusha next to that. However, b'shas atchak, when you have no other place to do it, ben yochalasas a sukkah b'mokum acher. So then, in that situation, mutul daver divrei Torah connected b'sakise mishum svek sveka. Why? What's the svek sveka that you'd be allowed to? Number one, sheisho mim shemachitzus b'sakise enu nechsheves kedavri metunav, that the walls of the outhouse are not considered something that is metunav, and therefore you could learn next to it. And even if you want to say that that's not true, he says, Dai bekach shu nimtza b'rushu sacharis. You're in a different area than the Dover Metunav. And he adds that if you were to close your eyes, that certainly would be good. However, by the way, the Chazon Ish brings down that nowadays, with our bathrooms being totally different, we don't have outhouses like they do. We have sturdy walls of a bathroom. So he says our Beis HaKiseh is different than theirs, and therefore, Ein Nechsheves Kedavi Metunav. The walls of a bathroom are not necessarily considered something Metunav. So if you have the wall of a bathroom near your sukkah, but you're not smelling anything, and the wall itself doesn't have the status of being matunav, and there's no problem building a sukkah near a wall of a house that has a bathroom over there. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot, and Hay says that you can't make the walls out of something that could dry up during the days of Sukkos. Rosh Lomar, what he's saying is dainin and leikilu kivar nispay isyavish, because then we view it as if it's already dried up, and that's a problem. Ayin Le'el and Simon Tov Reish Chav Tes, we learned this previously, Siv Yud Beis, in the Ramah, the Bahagah, and the Mishnah Berurah over there as well, in regards to the Schach. Sif Beis, the Bechaber writes, Dofnos HaSukkah, the walls of the sukkah. How many do you have to have? That's what we're going to discuss in the Siman. Im ha'yu shtayim zu'ed selzu kimin gam. If you have two walls, one next to the other, like in the shape of the letter Dalid, right? They call it Gamma, but it's really like the shape of an L or a Dalid. So oseh dofen sheyesh baruch vo yosra tefach. You have to make a third wall. So what you do is you take a board that's at least a tefach wide. It should be a little bit more than a tefach. And you go and place it umamido bepachos mishlosha li'echa mi'adafanos. And at the right angle of the Dalit or the L, you start the third wall, and you put it within three tfachim of the end where the wall is. And this way you'll have the slightly less than 3 tefach space between the end of the wall and where you're now putting in the board. That board is a little bit more than 1 tefach, so you basically have 2.9 and 1.1 tefach, 2.9 of space, 1.1 of wall, and that adds up to 4 tefachim, which is the majority of the 7 tefachim that you need to have as a wall. The Yamid Koneh, and he adds, the Mechaber writes that you should put a top pole or a reed, Kineged HaKosel, the Ramah says, the name of the tour, that is going from the wall, Kineged Oso Tefach, that's against that Tefach, opposite that Tefach, and you make V'yaselo Tzuras HaPesach, and you make the outline of a door. The Tzuras HaPesach is when you have 2 vertical posts and a horizontal post on the top. And then Shiyamid Kone Olo V'yala Tefach, and you go put it over that space that is the space plus the Tefach of board, a little bit more than a Tefach of board. Ukshera, and now you have a kosher sukkah, avapisha konish agabem, and it'll give him. Even if the top reed, the top board that's on top of the Tzuras HaPesach isn't actually touching the 2 posts. Unfortunately, we don't have a diagram here that would be clearly visible to see this, but hopefully it was clear what I said. In any event, now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kedei lohovin heitev. The Mishnah says, in order to better understand this, he's going to precede us with several dinim. Aktim lekan kama ikorm lalochazu, which we'll learn a little bit later on, but we'll put him down over here now. So the Chofetz Chaim says, number one, Aleph, the shear sukkah, the minimal size of a sukkah, shetehe machzek is shiv al shiva tvachim apachos. It must be 7 by 7 tvachim. As we'll learn, kidel kaman in simon tofrish lamadalit. Number two, Beis. The Alfinum Gemara Mikroi, based upon Psukim, when the Gemara learns out, the Lokari Sukkah, Aide Schach, Levat. Sukkah isn't just the Schach itself. Elo, Im Kenyesh Lo Sholosh Defanos. It must have 3 walls. And the Halacha Moshe Misina is, the Achas Ben Adefanos, Sagi Vetefach Echos. So the third wall can just be 1 Tefach, and that is adequate. Gimel 3, the Mikom Akom, Ba'inan, Shehen Nira Kedof. It has to look like a wall. That Hainu, Im Yesh Lo Shtei Defanos, Smucho Zuei Tzuzu Kimin Dalet. If you have 2 walls that are looking like the letter Dalet, like the letter L, Yikach Daf Shiesh Baruch Bo Tefach Meruvach, then you take a Daf that's a little bit more than a Tefach, my example of 1.1 Tefach, Dainu Tefach Umashu, a little bit more than a Tefach, a little bit more than 1.0, V'yamido Berichuk Mokum Pochos Mishloshu Tvachim Liechub Shnei Tfanos, you distance it from a distance of a little bit less than 3 Tvachim, so you have the principle of Lovud filling in the space, which we discussed many times previously, the Kol Pochos Mishloshu Tvachim, it's considered halachically as if there's no space there, if it's less than 3 tvachim. So therefore, with the space of 2.9 plus your 1.1 board, that's like having 4, which is the majority of 7. And this would be the equivalent of having the majority of that third side. And to make sure that you have the full 7 tefachim, you put up a tzuras haPesach over the top. You put up a board on top, a reed or a post on top of that. And you distance it all the way to the wall, shenegdo opposite it, which is 7 tefachim wide. And then you put this other post or equivalent of making the Tzuras HaPesach from one to the other, and it doesn't have to be touching it, as we said. Or I feel a lamalami, and it can be higher up above it. The Eino Nogaben Rakshia Kinegda just has to be directly above it, doesn't have to actually touch it. Kimur Le'el, Indini Tzuras HaPesach, Simon Shin Soyam HaPes, like we learned previously in the halachos of what is a Tzuras HaPesach. And he says, bottom line is, V'nim Soshiesh Kan Dofen Sholim Shal Shiva Tvachim. And this way you have a full 7 Tefach wall, and then you're 100% okay. V'ato, now that we've given this little introduction, the Chofetz Chaim says, V'ato Naschil Levar Be'ezes Hashem Yismar Kol Prot B'vnei Yatsu. Now we can go through this particular dinim here. Sifkot and Zayin says it has to be a little bit more than a tefach, 1.1. In the Magen Avraham, Mivur, Shemutter, Lassos, Defanos, Asuka, Bekonim, Shamidim, Pachos, Mipachos, Mishosha, Tvachim, Rachok, Zemizah. You can have vertical posts that are as long as they're within 3 Tvachim of each other. So that's considered a wall because of Lavud. Vubaos, Akan, Arbat, Tvanos. So this way you can have 4 walls. Dainu, Konim, Kazem, Mi'abaruchos. So you have this an all surrounding of the Sukkah, these vertical posts, and that's acceptable. Avo Geshein wrote the last Swak Sholosh Tefanos, but if you want to just have 3 walls, so then you really have to have more substantive walls. But in a Shtei Mechitzos Shesmucho Zeh L'Zeh, you need to have the Dalet or the L-type shaped form, Ushleimos, they have to be complete, at least the full distance of 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim, by Shlishes with Tefach, and the third one could be then only a Tefach. Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Oz have a Lavud, because if it's less than 3 Tvachim, you have the principle of Lavud, Kain yesh kan arba tvachim. Then you have four tvachim. Do a rov heksha sukkah, which is the majority of the wall needed. The avogad the bestam tefach yeh gam ki rov dofen. Even though you'd have 3.5, that would be enough. Here it's not. But this we conclude today's share.